Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome, welcome everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget our TV show on YouTube as well. We are uploading, we're trying to upload one video a day, a week rather. I'm forecasting here a day. That's our goal, to be honest, to have videos every day. We do have our shows every day, but the videos right now is just once a week. You never know, though. You never know. I am live today at 7:30 Toronto time. My goodness, I'm so excited. I'm hoping that all of you had an amazing time, amazing weekend, relaxing, maybe working for some of us entrepreneurs. We don't know when the weekend is. We only know when our kids are not going to school, and that's what we know is the weekend. Otherwise, I know that I don't know about you, but I work through it. So talking about our kids, oh my goodness, they're back to school, especially here in Canada. I know our friends in the States, they had 2 weeks earlier, and all of them are posting on social media, my kids is back to school, my kids are back to school. And every year it kind of, I mean, know this, but it gets me by surprise that what are they talking about? It's still August, but here in Canada and some places in the state, I know our friends and our followers in Virginia, they have the same schedule. September is when they start school, and there are going full time, which is great. Some of you have little ones that are part time, and I actually had one of my daughters on a waiting list for one of the best French immersion school here in Toronto. So she didn't get called the first week, and she got called. She was the number one on the list, and finally we got her in, and today was our first day. So both of them are gone for the day. Not that I don't love my kids. I adore them to pieces. But 2 months trying to figure out what to do with them, and I think you guys will probably agree with me and sympathize and know exactly what I'm talking about. As I mentioned, today is a beautiful Monday. It's starting to get cooler here in Toronto. Some of you know that I love, love, love going for jogs, doing the lunch hours, my favorite time, not sure, between 12 and 1 and sometimes 2. I go for about, 45 minutes jog, and it was colder today, so I'm not too looking forward to it. So some people complain, especially here in Toronto, that we get a lot of humidity in July and August. It's humid, it's cold. I'm like, what are you talking about? This is great. We only get 2 months of this, and that's it. September, it starts to get colder, and said and done. That's what we are right now. So I miss my August month just because of the warm weather. But for some of you that do love to go outdoors and do your walk and your jog, I see a lot of people in the winter bundle up with those really thick run jackets. And I do the same. I don't say I go every day like I do during the summer, but once or twice a week, I try a take the courage and just go outside. And I hope you are getting active as well. And today I have a coach. We go through little themes, coaches, authors, and singers and singers and entrepreneurs and real estate investors. And to be honest, guys, I don't do this on purpose. It's just kind of happened, and I let it happen because those are the best shows ever. When I find somebody, or when somebody finds me, that are very interesting. They have an amazing career, amazing life, and it's exactly what happened with the guest that I am going to be talking today. I follow her social media, very beautiful Instagram page, very organized and detailed oriented, which is not me on Instagram at all. And I started to look through her page and I noticed that, wow, this is an interesting lady to have on this show. So we started talking, contacted, some FaceTiming, and here we are today. So I'm so looking forward to have her to talk and to share with you, my audience. By the way, we have about 64 countries listening to us right now or later on, because this show is recorded. So I'm hoping that my guests and you guys can share if there is any information at all that you guys can take from here. And my purpose and my goal is to be able to benefit at least one person in this beautiful world. Thanks to the internet, we're able to connect everywhere. However, if you are interested in calling us in for questions and perhaps comments, you could always call us in at 215-383-5705. 215-383-5705 is the number for you to call to ask questions, to comment, and perhaps you know this lady and you would like to say hello. We do not bite. We love to have, as you know, I love interaction, and sometimes we do have 10 callers. So I'm hoping that I did a good enough job trying to advertise this show. The number is on the poster on my social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, on LinkedIn. I think I'm everywhere. So if you would like to Google who does Lizzie has on the show today, the number is there and the picture is there. She's a lovely, lovely lady. And I'm looking forward to. But before I bring her on, which is in a couple more minutes, I want to make sure I want to thank my sponsor for sponsoring the show. Thank you so much, Nature Nova. Thank you so much, Natasha Bridge-Mahan, for sponsoring the show. I will have the words of a sponsor throughout the interview. And right after the interview, as you know, the theme of the show, how it goes, we will have our musical section. It started about 3 years ago when a musician that asked to be interviewed asked me if I could play this song at the end. And you know what usually happens? Another musician asked me, well, can you play my song? So the show is about an hour, 30 minutes, give or take, with our guests, and 30 minutes music. So if you are interested for the Lizzie T Show to play your song, send us to at show@lizzyt.com. show@lizzyt.com is on an MP3 format, and the only thing I do require of you is that it's PR rated. We have received some songs that do have profanity, and other stations are okay to play it, but here I wanted to keep it clean for as long as I can. We do have children listening to the show once in a while, especially when we interview young actors, which I had it a couple of times, and young singers. So just, I know I sounded like a broken record, but I have to say it all the time. My VA sometimes listens to the song, and she comments, well, you should listen to this one. And I said, should I? No, maybe not. We can't play it. So anyhow, send us your MP3 at show@lizzyt.com. And I think pretty much my housekeeping is taken care of. I've mentioned everything that I need to mention before we start with our guest. And so I'll read her bio, but I'll be right back.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new?
Yes, I do want to know who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. And let's start today. By the way, we have Angela Nicole. She is a coach. She was corporate, and nowadays she has her own business. I'm very, very excited to introduce to you my new friend. I consider people that I interview friends. Angela is a credit project manager, professional PMP, and time management expert with a 20-year of experience. So that's what she used to do in corporate. Angela Brown is a business leader, coach now, consultant, and founder of Angela Nicole Coaching, Inc. With over a decade of experience in leadership and successful planning and leadership team, leading boards in corporate and for a nonprofit. She blends the power of mindset and leadership support for women stepping up as the CEO of their own dreamed. Love it. Her background includes organization efficiency and project manager, as I mentioned earlier, and help to see the big picture. Love it so far. And support her clients in reaching their goals quickly with ease. I think we all need this today. She works with women who are ambitious, me, driven, and ready to take the world by storm. They are coaches, consultants, creative in the science industry who are ready to launch and take it to the next level. Aren't we all ready to take it to the next level? That's what you're here listening today. So let's welcome Angela with a wonderful round of applause, just how we know how to do it here at the Lindsay T Show. Angela, welcome to the Lizzy T Show. How are you doing? It's 5 o'clock in Calgary, Alberta, and almost 8 o'clock here in Toronto. How are you doing this afternoon for you?
I'm doing great, Lizzy. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm really looking forward to it and loved getting to know you via Instagram, right? The crazy places you get to meet people.
Isn't that something? It used to be Facebook. It used to be the Facebook, and now I find that a lot of us are kind of catching on that Instagram is not just for young people, but it's also for business people to get to know a little bit more about what they do. And the options is there. You could advertise on Instagram. There's so much thing to do. And the other one that is actually caught in my getting my attention too, and believe it or not, you're probably going to say, really? But it's growing on me. It's TikTok. There's a lot of things that you could do there that you can't do in any platform. And it's funny. It's all the social media are just growing. So Angela, let's get started before we run out of time, because I know once you start here, it feels like goes by so quickly, and all of a sudden we have to go. So what made you switch from corporate to starting your own coaching business, your own coaching career?
You know, I think what it is, you know, some people call it a midlife crisis. I call it a midlife awareness. But I think there was just what I would say almost like a hollering of the heart. And so I knew I wanted to change things. I didn't know what I wanted that change to be. And so I actually hired my first coach. And I remember the very first time we met, we had done a values exercise. And in that values exercise, she had asked me to rate everything that I wanted to have professionally. And so I did. And what I discovered were the things that really mattered to me weren't in alignment with my path in corporate. And so it actually threw me for a loop, and I had to really take a step away and really rethink things. And in that time away, you know, coaching actually came to me like a light of bolt, like a lightning bolt. I was actually on my way to work, and it just sort of landed on my shoulders. And I remember at the time I was like, yeah, that's not going to happen. Not interested at all. But like true hollering of the heart, that thing that is inside of you that you can't quite shake. That's exactly what happened. I couldn't shake it. And so I decided to look into it, and then completely and totally fell in love with the transformational space.
Wow, that takes a lot of courage, and good for you, Angela, to follow your instinct, to follow that sixth sense that I think women have a little bit more than guys do. And I know a lot of people that are kind of on their rat race, and they have those beautiful ideas to write that book, to be that coach, to have that business, but the fear is so huge that stops them. And obviously there are other situations where the person is, you know, kind of has a lot of debt and has things, and then they have a family to support, especially a single mother. But I believe that you could still do both to keep that creativeness, to keep that dream alive. And once you're ready, you can do the transition. So Nick, Angela, I forgot to ask you, who is Angela? Is she married? Does she have kids? We want to know a little bit more, not just the coach, not just the business person, but we want to know the person. So any kids or cats or dogs? Those are kids but forever, though.
I do have a fur baby. Her name is Chloe. She's a Himalayan Persian and completely and totally snooty. I think basically Chloe is the one who manages the household. I'm just allowed to live in it. Was married, not anymore. And I'm a huge, huge travel, like aficionado, or cannot say the word, enthusiast. And so travel is a really, really big thing for me. I try and travel as often as I can. I'm a huge health and wellness advocate. I used to be a fitness competitor. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, and I'm a big rock and roll junkie. I will literally travel all over the world to see my favorite bands, and have been known to tell people that if Led Zeppelin was ever to reunite, I would remortgage my home in order to see them. So, yeah, I mean, that's a little bit about me in a nutshell.
Wow, that is incredible. I have never, yeah, I love traveling. One of the things that I love to do is just know new places. It gives you a different perspective put to life, into definitely a new way of looking at things, especially in Canada. And then when you go into different parts of the world, you appreciate what you have here in such a huge way. And good for you. Good for you for being a good traveler. And, That's awesome. So your business, I know that there's challenges, obviously, when you leave corporate, you know, a settled or a steady income. Right now, you have to manage your own income. You have to make your own income. But what, and I don't know if that is your situation, but what would you say is the most challenging part of having your own business?
For me, having come from corporate, I do think there is a different mindset. There is a difference between the entrepreneurial mindset and the employee mindset, for sure. And that's not to say one is better than the other by any stretch. I would just suggest that they're different. And so for me, you know, there was a lot of things. You know, it wasn't so much the business itself in terms of, I knew how to build a business plan. I knew how to build an exit strategy. I understood how to put in, you know, systems and structures into my business. So I understood sort of the analytical, logical type of things. Where I was really challenged, actually, when I moved over into, you know, stepping into the entrepreneurial landscape, really was the mindset pieces. And that was things like letting go of perfectionism, fear of visibility, even, you know, finding my own why. Because I was part of such a large organization for 20 years, I knew what the company's vision was. I actually didn't know what mine was on a personal level. You know, obviously, like you were saying, there's the security. And so really delving into a wealth consciousness mindset. And I actually found isolation at the beginning to be, I thought that it was going to be fabulous. I was going to work from home. I was going to be in my bathrobe. But I did find that isolation was a bit of a challenge for me. So I would say for me, it was 100% shifting and, you know, leaning into the entrepreneurial mindset fully. So I have a healthy, healthy respect for entrepreneurs.
Oh, wow. And this can definitely help others that are in the same situation, because one thing that you said that you just hit right in the nail is that a lot of us that, and I learned that right at the beginning, and somebody actually told me, it wasn't a coach, it was a really good friend, also an entrepreneur, Lizzie, it doesn't have to be perfect, just do it. because not that I am a perfectionist, but I find, no, it's not good enough. No, nobody's going to like it. No, it's not, shouldn't be this way. I'm going to wait until the right time. It's never the right time. So one of the biggest key is stop being a perfectionist. That is so important. And also, we know the corporations, we know the business model, but we don't know ours yet, you know, and that is so hard to find. Obviously, you being there and done that, it can definitely help and assist other people. On that same note, obviously, you've been doing this for a little while now, and you probably feel very rewarded, very satisfied, very accomplished to be able to help a lot of people out there. So what would you say is the most rewarding and the most wonderful experience that you've received, perhaps from a client of yours or perhaps from this, the new situation, the new life that you have created? And how long are you, have you been a coach now, Angela?
I became a certified coach in 2016, and so launched my private practice on the side actually in 2017, which is, you know, the side hustle, as most of us know, and then actually retired from my corporate job in August of last year. So, so I've been doing this now for a couple of years, but I would say the most rewarding experience for me thus far is really supporting clients in realizing their dreams. Because everybody thinks that they're alone, right? So all of the things that are going on in their head or the things that are keeping them stuck makes them different. But the reality is that everybody feels that. And I think when people feel seen and heard, and when they know that it's possible and they know the tools in order to be able to see that through, it's just, it's so rewarding to see those light bulb moments. And, you know, in my coaching programs, I do one-on-one coaching. And in that, we also have communication outside of our weekly calls through either Voxer or WhatsApp. And so, you know, it's not uncommon for my clients to reach out to me during the week because they want to share the things that they're accomplishing. And I love that. Like, I absolutely love getting those messages because I just love to celebrate with them because I remember all of that. And so, yeah, I think it's really exciting.
I love when you say that, you know, you help them to see, people need to be seen and heard. And it's so true, especially that people that have left corporate, just like yourself, that are always surrounded by people at lunchroom or at the coffee stations or at the water station. And it's gone. So now that you're in a different situation and you face in your life, you still need that. We need contact as much as possible, and you're allowing and you're able to help your clients with that. So on that note, I guess what inspires you to do what you do, or there is something else, something more? What would you say that inspires you to do what you do?
I think it's about, you know, so a little bit of a story, and it's going to sound a little bit cheesy and predictable probably, but I went to Bali back in 2018 to travel. And in Bali is where I had the epiphany of, you know, I fear regret more than I fear failure. And in that moment, when I discovered that to be true for me, I, you know, came back to Calgary and within the week had pulled the pin. And so, you know, when I think about what inspires me, I think it's really about that whole concept of fearing regret more than fearing failure, because failure isn't even possible. Like, it's not, you're never going to fail. All you're doing is learning. But let me tell you, I do not want to be that person at the age of 90 in the rocking chair wondering what if. That is not how I want my life to be. And so when people have that, what I call the hollering of the heart, and they've got something inside of them and they really want to do something new and they're terrified to take the leap, and then you can work through that with them to give them the courage to go boldly into their next chapter of their life, it's pretty inspiring.
It's so true. I demand my daughters to do volunteer, and they need the community hours in order to graduate high school anyways. And one of the things that they do is at senior homes, and I always said, ask them what is their biggest regret, and they always said, I could have or I should have done this, and I haven't. And it's so, and they're at a senior home now where they can't do anything about it. It's done. Their time is over, and it's so sad. It's so sad. So I think every young person needs to go to a senior home and ask them a question, ask them this question, because they have their, our youngs are full of life, and even ourselves. I mean, I say youngs, but I consider myself very young, even though I'm close to my 50s. We'll still have quarter. We still have a lot of time to do different things. And if you guys are at the in the fence and thinking, should I perhaps do it as part-time, and then later on you're able to switch, or even better, you can always call Angela and have a consultation with her, and she can help you and guide you. She's been there, she's done that. And one of the things that I love about my guests is that they have that experience. They've gone through situations, and they're able to guide you with any of your concerns. Angela, I need to cut for a couple of words of my sponsor. It seems like time is just flying so quickly here in the Lucy T Show, and I do not want to miss anything. But I need to play a couple of words of my sponsor, and I'll be wrapped with more questions. Guys, if you want to call in, I know it is probably dinner time or just finishing, but just plug in your tablet or your laptops or even your cell phone, or you can call us in at 215-383-5705. 215-383-5705 is the number to call. I'll be right back.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467, or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show.
And I'm back, everyone. I am back. Thank you so much, Natasha and Nature Nova, for sponsoring the show. Without you, without your contribution, the show cannot be possible. Thank you again. We're speaking right now to Coach Angela Nicole Brown. She is an amazing lady. I am so at awe to be able to speak to her today. She's sharing so much information. And one of the things that I love about her life story is that she's been there, done that. And when I sorry about that, guys, if what I'm talking about, if you just logged in, she used to be corporate and decided to switch her life completely to entrepreneur. This is full time. So if you are in the fence, or if you are wondering, should I be doing this, how about call Angela and set up an appointment with her, and see where it's going to take you. Now, Nicole, Angela, Nicole, and I, we are internet friends. She's not paying me to say this, but I think she's a lovely lady, and I think that she, her business is very, very interesting, and she can help a lot of you all over the world. Thanks to the internet, we can coach, and we can talk, and we can do a podcast, and everybody can listen to us everywhere in the world. One of the things that I wanted to ask you, Angela, is the response, and I ask that pretty much in every of my shows, whether the person is writing a book or whether a person has become a full-time singer, and in your case, a career. And there's a lot of naysayers and a lot of family members that kind of frown when you're saying, oh, I'm not working for that big corporation, especially older people, family members that are, you know, with still that mindset. Work for this company for 30, 40 years and retire, have your gold watch and say goodbye. What would you say is the response from perhaps friends or a close family member when you have switched to full-time coaching? And obviously you have, I've seen some of your testimonial, people are very, very happy with your service, but I'm very curious to find out what's the response from family and friends.
Yeah, I mean, some good and some not so good. And, you know, I think that is relatively normal whenever we change our lives, because in order to change our lives, we need to change who we are and our beings in order to get to that next level or up level or whatever it is you want to call it in life. In my case, you know, there's a couple of different things. You know, I certainly, some friends, you know, and I have lost touch as we're looking at going down different paths. I have met amazing people who, you know, 100% are behind the vision and want to support. And I would say for family, I actually have a very supportive family. But you're right. I mean, there are going to be people who will say, even if it's in a loving way, are you sure this is what you want to do? Are you sure you want to walk away? It's been 20 years. You have all of this time invested. You know, you've worked so hard to get all those promotions. Does this make sense? And what I would say in those situations like that is that you have got to protect your boundaries and your energies. Listen, we all know what the stats are for entrepreneurship. We know them. All you need to do is open up Google to figure that out. But if we stay in a place of uncertainty and fear and failure, then that's absolutely going to happen. And so in that case, I had to set boundaries around that to say, thank you so much for your concern. I know this is coming from a loving place, but we can't talk about this because right now I need to protect my energy and I need to focus on possibility and success and focus. And if I don't do that, then I will spin in chaos and uncertainty. So this is just off the table until we can have a conversation in which you can really get behind this. And so that was my mother, and that wasn't an easy conversation to have. But I think you absolutely need to have that conversation. And then the other thing I would actually say, too, is that, you know, honestly, when we're about to go through big changes in life, we're nervous about it, right? Like we're a bit scared. We're feeling a little bit of imposter syndrome. And so sometimes we project that onto others. And so we're like, oh, I can tell so-and-so's talking about me. So-and-so thinks I'm crazy. So-and-so thinks I'm going through a midlife crisis, which is what I was thinking at the time. Oh my gosh, all of my colleagues think I'm, you know, insane for doing this. But here's the thing. A lot of that is coming from what's internally going on inside of you. What I discovered afterwards is not to say it didn't happen, but what I discovered afterward is that what it did is it gave permission to other people who were thinking the same thing in form of inspiration. And so we have to be really careful that we're not projecting our own insecurities onto others, which is just repeating this cycle of uncertainty in general.
Wow. When you were referring to that conversation that you had, I thought it was a close friend or maybe a brother or a sister, because that's what I went through with my family. Never thought it would be my mom. But I'm glad that you stepped your foot forward and you stepped your foot down, rather. And this is really what you wanted to do, and good for you for going through it. And obviously, I see you very, very successful regardless. And by the way, guys, when I say success, I don't always mean money. You're doing what you were supposed to do. You are happy. You are fulfilled, obviously, doing what you were doing before in corporate. It was something that you needed to do for a little while, but not for your life to feel accomplished. And that's one of the words that I love the most. I feel accomplished, and I can guarantee you feel it as well. One of the things that I don't want to forget, because it's very important, if people are listening to us and they're loving what you're saying. They're agreeing with you. They're sympathizing because they're probably feeling, wow, she went through everything I went through. I had to talk to my mother or my father or my husband about this decision. And they're completely engaged with what you're saying right now. Where can people reach you, Angela?
I am on social media, Angela Nicole Coaching, on both Instagram and Facebook. I'm not going to lie to you. I spend most time on Instagram, so it's I'm easier to catch there, probably because I'm such a visually inspired person. I do love the pretty pictures. And you can also find me at
too.
Angela Nicole, right? and you can also find me at AngelaNicoleCoaching.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. So what would you say that right now, if somebody is writing it down, and by the way, guys, do not worry, there will be a link for this show on Facebook, on my fan page, Lizzie T/Lizzie T Radio, and also on my Instagram, and also on my Twitter account, and obviously on in LinkedIn. So all that information is there for you to get and for you to follow. So when somebody calls you, contacts you, what would you say is the best fit to be coached by you, or to have a an appointment with you, to have a one-on-one session? Because there's a lot of coaches out there, and that's really the bottom line of where I want to get to this question. What would you say is different from you from any other coach out there?
Okay, so what makes me different? I think what makes me different is I do think there is such thing as the entrepreneurial and the employee mindset. I really do. And, you know, even though people want, you know, the full-blown blueprint and the exit strategy, we'll do that. We absolutely will do that. Those things are fundamental. You need to have those in place. What I can tell you is that my biggest struggle was not those things. My biggest struggle was coming to grips with the mindset of stepping into something vastly different than what I had known. And even in, you know, I've had a coach for years. I've continuously had one, believe in them, obviously. But even in that space, you know, having a coach who had, you know, been a multi-7-figure business and life coach who I, you know, was blessed to have worked with, didn't ever understand, having worked in corporate for so long, and the things that I, you know, were looking at that were different because I needed to navigate into that entrepreneurial mindset. So kind of like what you and I were talking about before, Lizzie, around things like perfectionism and things like identity and all of those things. And so I think what makes me a little bit different is I get it. I know it. I understand it. I will be able to, you know, spot those blind spots and those limiting beliefs before you even will. Because I've already been there and I've struggled with them myself to get to the other side. And all of those things that you think you need to have in perfection before you even get going, you don't. And I will tell you, because I've made all of the mistakes and spent all of the money and learned all of the lessons. So there's no reason that somebody else has to do that. So I think that's what would make me different.
Absolutely. And it's really great when you know somebody that tells you, do not do this. Trust me, I've done it and it does not work. So it saves you that extra headache. It saves you that extra monetary expense that you probably are not able to afford because your business or your coaching or your entrepreneurial life is just starting. So absolutely. I love that. I really, really love it. Angela, believe it or not, we are going to have to cut the musical section in half because it's so wonderful. It's so amazing talking to you. I love it. And you're the type of friend. I'm hoping it's okay to call you friend, that I can speak forever. And I think my listeners are enjoying it as well. So I want to thank you so much, Angela, for being here today, sharing so much. And this is personal stuff right now, guys. She is I believe she's being very vulnerable, sharing some information that a lot of people are not comfortable saying, well, this is my past and this is my present. A lot of people see just the good things, but they don't share the bad stuff. And I think it's very, very important for us to be able to know the whole thing so we can see where that person came from and where it's heading. And we can also see the vision where you can be in the future as well. So get in touch with Angela, everyone. Check it out. I will have the links for you to be able to connect with her anywhere in the world. And one of the things that you do is connect with people in the States, in Canada, Australia, England, correct? It's not just Canadian, correct?
Actually, yeah, you're totally correct. I would say the bulk of my client list is international.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so, so much, Angela. It's been a pleasure and an honor to have you here today sharing with us. And I want to wish you a wonderful evening in Calgary and keep it warm.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lizzie. It was a pleasure chatting with you tonight. And thank you so much for the invitation. It's been a lot of fun.
Awesome. And that was Angela Nicole Brown, everyone. Wow, what a lady. Love it, love it. So we will be moving into our musical section, everyone. I'm sorry I have cut it short, but it was too much. It was too good to keep it too short. And so do not worry, I will be playing your songs. We have a couple of selections that has been submitted to us recently. And definitely our Canadians are very first. So let's support our Canadian artists. Santeria is a group composed by Latin American people, and I had the honor to interview them live as well. And their songs are English and Spanish mixed, but it's a lovely, lovely rhythm. So Santeria es Mundo Desde Igual.
Salió el sol y hace calor. Será un día así. sky, and then I see your eyes, que me llega hasta el alma. Oh, looking up to the sky, and when I see your eyes, I know I found my reason.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign, it's go time, sprint right to the finish, that what goes on in my mind, it's my turn to win it, I go so hard when I grind, ain't no gold on the surface, so I gotta dig to find, and I'm so motivated, and I'm so dedicated. Reasons why I'm doing what I do, what you know about dreaming and making it come true. Never been the type to give up on nothing, I'm too stubborn. Even when I face death, I laugh like you bluffing. I'm smart, but I'm still rough from start to the finish, tough. My endurance come from watching mama, she ain't give up. I'm made from the same stuff, the same cut. I won't lie, sometimes I think this is too much, but I don't see no red light, no stop sign, it's go time, sprint right to the finish, that what goes on in my mind. I don't see no red light, no stop sign, it's go time, sprint right to the finish, that what goes on in my mind. And I'm so motivated, and I'm so dedicated. I'm still going, still growing, still showing. I was made for this. Since a kid, I've been knowing that my destiny is greatness. I'm through being on the wait list. No longer got the patience. Then my chance to really take it and make it. Everybody know that I'm real. You can really feel how I feel. Mr. B.A.D. been in the field, facing bullets that would kill.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign, it's go time, sprint right to the finish, that what goes on in my mind.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign, it's go time, sprint right to the finish, that what goes on in my mind. And I'm so motivated, and I'm so dedicated. I don't see no red light, no stop sign. I don't see no red light, no stop sign. I don't see no red light, no stop sign.
And that was Mr. Walt P. Motivated. Thank you so much. Next time is the Kenyan again, Andrew Goodman. Let's support.
Never been somebody who knows what I want. But there's been this one thing, and it's got me wondering, boy, it's kinda hot. We're so connected.
Did it expect it? How could I let it? Why did this
hours, everyone. Joyce, the song is called Madness. And we had Joyce in the show about a couple of months ago, and I love her nice song. It's a mix of gospel and, well, the rhythm is a little bit of rock, but definitely is a gospel song. Talk about gospel song, one of my favorites, Kaya Miranda from LA. I've played this song already for the last 3 months because I love it so much. And this song is called Higher.
Making her way to work. I see a young girl looking at a purse and dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up. Oh, city streets full of poverty and the businessman has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up. Oh yeah. In the city streets full of poverty and the businessman has seen by. I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. You gotta lose yourself. No matter what comes in your way, we gotta lift him high, high. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up. Oh yeah. In the city streets full of poverty and the businessman passing by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher.
And that was Higher by Kaya Miranda. And unfortunately, this is all the time we have, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being here and for supporting us. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. We'll be back tomorrow with another guest, another show, another fantastic evening with the Lizzie T Show. Bye-bye for now. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to follow us. And don't forget to like us. Bye-bye.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new?